Hello, everybody, and welcome to Back to DeathStoreProds.com Dark Horse Month. Today, let's watch The Mask. I'm your host, the Dead Manager, but today we have Bovi Wong.
Hello.
And Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
This has a bit different because Bovi Wong is recording using a different method, because my method that we usually use to record is fucked up right now.
Yep. Hopefully this doesn't crash and burn partway through, because I won't know. And then we'll watch The Mask for nothing, but that's okay, because it's The Mask.
You're going to get like 10 minutes in, then it's just going to crash, and then like we're going to go back and listen to things like, we only record 10 minutes. Motherfucker!
Very quiet commentary.
But yeah, so this is obvious. This is based off the comic book The Mask, which is a bit different from the movie. You know, just a smidge.
In that it's a lot darker.
And has almost nothing to do with Stanley Ipkiss. Like, he's in one issue.
No, there's some later comics that really do focus on Stanley Ipkiss, but that's probably... I think the movie was out at that point.
Yeah, like, I'm guessing you're thinking of, like, the much more cartoony ones?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about, like, OG shit.
Yeah.
Like, The Mask Strikes Back, The Mask Returns. The Mask Hunt for Green October. Which is a thing that I've read. It's okay.
And that amazing DC crossover.
Yes, where the Joker got the mask.
Anyways, let's...
Yeah, so, back on top with the comic. Back on top with the movie. I mean, fuck. So, yeah, we have this paused very near the beginning. When you hit play, the New Line Cinemas logo should start appearing. You should start hearing music. We're starting here because the music transitions into the end of like the opening credits. So we figured...
filmmakers do that.
Yeah, like... It's like they have no consideration for commentators.
It's like they're trying to make you look at the logos.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're going to be watching this. I'm going to be eating my pizza intermittently. So let's do this.
I have Marian olive oil Triscuits, and they're delicious.
I have a pizza, and it's not delivery. It's Delicio. Available now in supermarkets nationwide. Nationwide. Fuck, I can't even...
Wow!
I can't even whore myself outright. So, yeah.
Oh, goodness, dead man.
Yeah, you guys ready?
Yep.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Logo.
Yeah. Blue stuff.
It's not fully formed yet.
Triscuits.
There we go. Now it's fully formed.
My projector keeps breaking.
New Line Productions presents in association with Dark Horse. Has Charles Russell done anything else? Have you seen his name on anything else?
Not that I can remember, but my memory is terrible.
Oh, hey, look, it's Pittsburgh. Oh, no, Edge City. Ooh. All these retardedly smooth stones on top of this box.
With no algae.
Yeah.
That's quite the weak chain. Despite the fact there's not really anything growing on it.
Yeah. Well, it's rusted and shit. Oh my god! That box did not look airtight enough to have that much air trapped in it.
So, that was the only casualty of this movie.
Yeah.
Well, no, not the only casualty, but... Let us have a moment of silence for...
Generic Scuba Diver 724. Oh, Jim Carrey. It's been so long since you've been in a movie that I've liked. The fuck you can't.
Yes, you can. See, me in this situation, I would be like, well, fuck you, bitch. I'm gonna go with some other guy, I guess.
Oh, Richard Jenny. I miss you. Yeah, this was Cameron Diaz's first movie, I think.
First? I don't think so. I don't think
Well, it said, and introducing Cameron Diaz. Oh. It might not have been her first, but it was probably her first mainstream. Yeah. Doubtful. Sif God was just like, fuck you, Richard Jenny!
Nothing's allowed to work for you.
And there's Cameron Diaz. That's not 3 o'clock.
Richard Jenny's just mad that her tits have a bigger role in this movie than he does.
Yeah. In the comics, like, well, she isn't, I'm not sure if she's actually in the comics. It's been a while, I don't remember her name. But her, like, analog in the comics kills Stanley and steals the mask.
72.
What? That's
72 the number what? Of times you've told me that.
I can't remember that. Including that ass. Oh, that's creepy.
Exceptionally.
Is sniffing actually a thing that people do? Like,
well, I don't do it. Then again, I'm not exactly average guy. Or just or disgustingly creepy guy.
Shaking her as hard as he can.
What mess? It's just water.
Yeah. Now tell me, Doctor, what do you see? Wait, how do you get that from... That's not even an inkblot test. Like, inkblot test, you put the thing on there, you fold the paper in half, then unfold it. That, it was just like a white canvas, like, throw some black paint at it. Yeah. How do you get Lady Godiva off that? Power tie. Not right now. Oh, you idiot.
The hell is CDs?
Compact discs.
Wow, that is really obvious.
Yeah. And it's amazing that at that time period, would they have like compact enough broadcast equipment to actually fit like the live stream stuff for a camera inside a purse?
Well, that was the smallest spy technology available at the time. I assume you needed to be somewhat covert for things like that.
Fuck, Nico. Yeah. And clearly you and your one earring are the people to change them.
Don't forget his eyeliner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean guy liner. Wait, why does that... Why do people tuck their ties into their pants?
I don't know. I could see tucking the smaller part in if your tail is too long, but the outer part?
It's for when they lean forward, so they don't have to constantly like pull it back against themselves to make sure it doesn't fall onto the desk or this and that.
Wait, is this... That looks like the Ghostbusters for area for a second, like just that door.
Honestly, to me, it still looks like the Ghostbusters place.
Yeah, it's
that is the Ghostbusters set.
Jesus Christ! When the light is green, your muffler's clean. And that's what you get for going to an auto shop in New York. Or Edge City, where the fuck this place is. The loner.
He probably went there because they had a very discount oil change price, but you don't want to go anywhere like that.
Yeah. It's like, we'll change your oil for $10 and a pack of cigarettes.
It's not even that hard to change oil.
It really isn't.
And it falls off. Taps the hood, the hubcap falls off. Oh, he's not wearing his power tie? Oh, God, like... What did he have to murder to get that coat?
5 hookers.
And a couch.
And he is then.
Never let the ladies go first.
Yep. And thus cell phones were invented.
You know, I've never in my life found a nightclub that just kicks people out based on how awesome they are.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a nightclub. I don't think I've ever actually seen a nightclub in real life.
No, there's several in your town. You just can't tell they're nightclubs.
And that's what you get. Of course.
How did he know?
Because he's a valet. Valets have psychic powers.
That you never handed him.
Yeah. Movie valets have psychic powers. It's a fun fact.
Why did he need a car?
To get to the club.
It's New York. There's transit and everything everywhere.
It's Edge City.
Yeah, it's not New York.
And this totally doesn't look like a bridge he'll get murdered on. Jesus Christ. Yep. The cards put together in a Chinese sweatshop for $10 using duct tape and gum.
He obviously has to take a pee. Yep. Where you walked over.
Yep. And then that railing collapses and he falls into the ocean. To top off the perfect day. Who's Zeke?
I don't know. Some dude who likes red and blue.
Yeah. Now I really want to know about Zeke. They have the magical power of After Effects.
Yes, because it's not like if you told them you thought someone was drowning and went down there to save him, that they would ever accept that. I mean, they would totally arrest you on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, they are American city cops.
Why is he still that wet?
I don't fucking know.
I keep telling you, it's not new if you bought it in 1982.
Yeah. She has Alzheimer's. And then as soon as the other person comes to the chair, like, Abacus, what are you doing? Hey, look at that cartoon wolf. That's totally not foreshadowing. Doggy. Like any grown, well-adjusted man, every night he has a bad day, he comes home and watches Tex Avery cartoons.
Is that any different from coming home after a hard day and going on Meme Base?
Yes, it is. Because Meme Base isn't on VHS. Good doggy! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ben Stein! Woo! The most uninteresting man on the entire planet. It's unfortunate that this is all happening before his world-renowned partnership with Shaq.
So does that mean he wears, like, he has a double mask in that case?
No, I think the masks they're talking about are, the masks he was talking about were, like, metaphoric masks.
No, I'm making a joke. It's like, underneath this mask is another mask!
Yeah. So he has twice the powers of Loki. I got this mask I found at the bottom of the ocean. I got this other mask I found in the fucking Amazon rainforest. I stole it from some tribesmen who were putting it on, cutting their heads off, and taking it off again. That one was made of diamonds.
This mask to help him fight the Avengers.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the mask fell into the hands of Tony Stark, causing that plan to totally backfire.
Yeah. He was real drunk.
It must have sucked trying to, like, talk with those fake teeth in.
No. Don't kill the alarm clock. Oh my god, a shotgun! You know it's America when... That was kind of creepy. Who are you talking to?
He's a pancake.
He can break the fourth wall. You should know that.
There totally wasn't a dummy in that car. That guy was totally in there.
Also, notably, that was not a wig.
Yeah. That was more than 2 seconds. It's not really a trick, you're just making balloon animals.
They're so paralyzed.
Just humping it. Look how sad he is. Oh god, that's not Falcon at all. If this were the comic, they'd all be dead.
Yes, yes, they would.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna rip on the. I'm probably gonna like compare this to a com- to the comic a lot, but I do love this movie. It just, it is the one thing that I would love is if like soon, like a couple years from now. They come back to the mask, but make it, like, dark like the comics. Like, so it looks, like, really insane, like, so it looks, like, really insane, like, whimsical shit of just, like, a living cartoon, but make it all horribly violent.
And this is how the place became vacant for the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Well, technically, since this happens after the Ghostbusters. And also
you're
that...
ruining it.
The Ghostbusters in New York City, this is Edge City. This is totally different. The buildings just have the same contractors. What the fuck did I do last night? I was actually surprised that the mask doesn't anywhere on it say made in China.
Proudly made in Asgard.
Yeah. And Lieutenant Kellaway. The main character of the comics. I'm a heavy sleeper. That is way too small a hole for that hammer. It's very nautical. That's not what the inner ear does.
Yeah, you generally go for an excuse like, I'm on sleeping medication. I don't wake up.
Yeah. Like, I'm a heavy sleeper, not, I have an inner ear problem, which makes me unable to hear. Inner ear deals with, like, equilibrium. Oh. Yes, I get off balance and I can't hear anything. Yes. Ha! Deodorant.
Why do you laugh at deodorant?
God, I haven't used deodorant in like 7 years.
That explains a lot.
What does it explain? Taz! It's funny because of the dog, that's the mask, it's kind of like... Better take the magical wooden thing with me. Oh no, it's new wooden masks, now with boomerang function. What mob tactic paints fucking, like, magical shit all over the side of the building and then shoves a fucking muffler up some dude's ass? I mean, God, they are terrible cops.
The Mafia is not that dedicated.
How?
If you were paid hourly and still got your pay for the time you missed, then you'd be stealing, but you wouldn't.
Don't you need to sign in? It's like, back when I had a job, what I had to do was I had to go in there, sign in, and then like sign out during lunch break, then sign back in after lunch break.
And if you're paid by salary, it doesn't make much of a difference when you're there. It's about how much work you get done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I just got that joke. Girls looking for BBD. Big black dick.
That's gross, dead man.
Hey, he's the one who said BBD. That's green?
No, that is not green.
Yeah. Is Richard Jenny colorblind? That is illegal.
What is illegal?
Going in there and stealing, okay. Yeah, stealing client records. Yes. That letter was so sad.
Except you get friend-zoned, and they say, we're looking for a guy just like you, but not you.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm like me.
Yeah. It's like, we're looking for a decent guy. There's some asshole with a biker jacket. Let's go check him out. Come to the internet!
Yeah, because internet writers get paid so well, don't we?
Some do. Like the people at Hollywood Reporter do. The people at Destructoid do. The people at other places do. Aw, yeah. Bitch! It's like the next day, oh, he's such a good friend. The fuck was that?
I can't stand his eyeliner. It's driving me crazy.
I can't stand these guys' man ponytails.
See, that's impressive to be able to actually balance that.
Yeah. I also lose my ability to speak at a audible tone. Yeah, I have never seen anything like that. God, that is some 90s ass hair. Ladies. Real smooth, bro. How many takes do you think that took? Like, how many were, like, to stop her from laughing, and how many were just, like, Jim Carrey, like, come on, do it again.
Oh, look, it's this gag before it was used 1,000 times.
Yeah. Back in ye olden days. Back when cinema was pure. If you use the power of the mask.
I threw you at the window. I tried to murder you.
Yeah. Maybe she'd go for you if you didn't wear fucking nautical themed jammies.
Because throwing it away always works.
Just in the most overdramatic way possible. Fuck you, I want the power!
Anything to stop us having to render that transition again. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah! Dog penis.
I want that outfit, though. Oh, dear God.
Looks like Dick Tracy.
Yep.
Funny, he can pretty much magically produce anything, but he has to steal his money.
Yeah. But being the mask, he doesn't need money. They call me the doctor, because I can talk real smooth.
They call me the doctor, because I do everything with a screwdriver.
Yeah. Doctor don't use screwdrivers. There's some weirdly dressed yellow tornado! That guy with the long blonde hair looked like he was in Die Hard.
Maybe he was in Die Hard.
He looks like a drugged out version of the guy who just wouldn't die.
Where did he get that?
It's probably just like a regular, regularly sized stretch limo. They just like kind of replayed the footage at a point. Like drove halfway through, then cut, and then went back to the beginning and then cut.
No, where did the character get it?
Magic. Shouldn't you have ended with Franklin? Because Franklin's the highest one, right? Oh, yeah, that double bass. Now drop it.
Yeah, everyone ogle her, but no one think about her.
Yeah. This doesn't seem like a song a woman should be singing to a man. It's like, hey, daddy, I got you a fur coat and a diamond ring in the car.
Yeah, this honestly seems like a song that should be totally role reversed.
Yeah. That's totally where the heart is, right in the middle of the chest.
It actually is pretty close to the middle. It is slightly to one side, but not as much as people think.
Yeah, no, but like that direct? I guess they just did it for the buttons. Is no one noticing this? It's almost like, hey, dude, are you seeing this fucking fox, dude? It's like, he has a dog's head.
Too much acid tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I see him too, but I also took way too much acid tonight.
Yeah. And the spotlight guys just go with it.
How can you not with an outfit like that?
He brings his own spotlight.
And he turned the brothers. Yeah, he turned the entire orchestra with like one spin of one guy. See that one black guy just like the fingers just bumping around? Just, yeah, yeah. The trumpet started playing before he started playing the trumpet. And she's just totally cool with it. Like, hey, this guy's a green fucking mascot. It's fine. It's fine. Where'd he come from?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's totally Cameron Diaz and Jim Carrey.
I might believe the Jim Carrey part of it. He is a man of many skills.
But you could easily see his head was a lot bigger. Yeah, don't give him medical attention. Give him a cigarette.
They started shooting.
They didn't take him to their underground doctor?
Yeah. Just, hey, give me a cigarette. No, he's magical. No one's batting an eye at that. Seriously, that black guy back there just wagging his fingers. Nobody! She's gonna be sick.
You know, it's still less of a cartoon than Malcolm X.
True. You know, at least here it was. At least here it was intentionally like this. No one's batting an eye at this. That gun should be out of bullets. Now, the Oscar award-winning death scene. And no one, not even he's going like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, what the hell is this? He's just like, oh, goddammit, he's doing this. It's like, this is like an everyday occurrence in the city. It's like, they got him the Academy Award. And now it's turned into Mystery Science Theater 3000. Look at it! No one is saying
I'm just the
what
one
the
who's like second from the left.
I like how he's like arranging his hair and is like, okay, I gotta look my goodest best for best for TV. I love that.
That is a tiny gun.
He doesn't try and overcompensate.
He doesn't need to.
I'm shooting in my own club. It's fine.
Yeah. It's target practice. I'm trying to shoot all the lights.
Ew.
Okay, so... maybe if you tried a little bit less guyliner.
Yeah.
And remove that eyeliner.
Yeah. Someone get him some L'Oreal or something. Get the shit off. Just say, just a second, get you out of the shower.
Hang on, I'm masturbating.
Motherfucker, wait a goddamn second. Dude, I just thought it would be right there. I just headbutt the money.
Can't a guy masturbate around here?
What do you mean, big head? That is improper police protocol, and that evidence is not admissible in a court of law.
Yeah, even if he was like, sure, here's the pajamas. Oh, look, they match up perfectly. Take me to court, yeah. Asshole.
Yeah, it was improperly documented, didn't follow a chain of custody, wasn't bagged. You've compromised it by fucking touching it.
Should have said he was doing laundry and someone opened his laundry machine and was just like, yep, took all my clothes.
Yeah.
You know, there's the whole idea of, well, just because no one else would wear these pajamas doesn't mean someone else wouldn't cut them up for a rag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of prints from the bank that he works at.
Yeah, once again, we found your prints at the bank. Oh my god, you found my fingerprints at my place of work. What a surprise.
They're like, oh, not again.
He did kiss you. Didn't try. He did. Yeah, Olga's looking for a nice guy. Like him. Totally a nice guy. Club what?
Club Fed, federal prison.
Okay. I've always wondered what he said. I thought he was like first time I thought it was like, what, Club Fat? Club Fag? Is that the only club in this town?
Yes.
A city this big. Well, presumably it's a big city. I mean, would the banks have, like, weird marble pillars in them? I'm guessing it's a pretty big city. I'm here to kill you. Really? What gave it away? She just mentally stripping him in his mind, in her mind. Whatever the carpet matches the drapes.
Peter Parker moment.
Yep. I take pictures of him and sell them to the Daily Bugle. I mean, what? Did they say Landfill Park?
Yes, Landfill Park.
This is a shit city. Yeah, and it's totally Peter Parker. It's like, oh, you're such a nice guy. We're looking for a nice guy. You're such a nice guy. It could have been this mask, and then the second and the sequel just fucking.
Don't mention the sequel.
I can't help it. I watched it.
So
twice.
Did I, and there's literally one word in it that I liked. One fucking word.
The concept isn't bad.
It's just executed horribly.
Yeah, like with Jamie Kennedy.
Who?
Yeah. Did you see his eyes when he was putting that on? Come on, do something. Yeah. Another movie only thing, the mask only works at night. Why aren't you leaving? Yeah. So break the mask in half, put half of it on, then half of you'll be crazy, half of you'll be normal. Like in that cartoon.
Yes, we found his fingerprints in the bank.
But doesn't he work there? Shut up. Doyle, another character not in the comics, because he's fucking stupid and pointless, and I don't hate him. His gun's already out. Maybe because it's called Landfill Park. That's totally healthy for the... Yeah, look at all that. Don't you just love methane emissions?
It's great when the air is combustible.
Yeah. Just, hey, watch this. Like, lights an arrow, like, shoots up into the sky, and you just see a huge fucking wave of fire spread across the sky.
Rule number one with women, don't act like a Frenchman. Or at least don't act like a real Frenchman. Act like their fantasy of a Frenchman.
Yeah. Never like force them onto a park bench and then attack them. Weird tonight. One second she's afraid of him, so they're gonna be good. Look, the fucking switches between everything. It's like, oh my god, that's so cool. And then, oh, and he just swore. He's a lieutenant. What is his department? What?
Making fun of all those candid videos of police brutality.
How do they know that it's Ipkiss?
He thinks it is. Why are you getting mad at Doyle? He's the one who did it.
It's like my favorite scene.
His superpowers include being a dick.
Yeah.
And pretty much anything you can think of.
Yeah.
So he's like Superman.
Yeah. But his kisses don't wipe minds.
That was totally meme-based. Except the jaw had to go the other way.
Yeah.
I bet you that's where they got the idea anyways.
For yeah. Troll face, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. KnowYourMeme.com. Let's find out. He's letting the rhythm take him over. I love this song. There's just one fat guy with a camera. And no one's shooting him.
Remember that he controls the fourth wall. In fact, I think that's literally his superpower. Therefore, he needs to fight Deadpool.
Yeah. Deadpool with the mask. That was a quick switch over. She was like, oh god, what is wrong with me? I can't stop myself from singing. And she's like, oh yeah, I'm singing, bitch. And then everyone was fired. It's like, you were dancing a conga line with a suspect and two hookers. Kelly is the only one not affected. There's just guys swinging.
I don't think Doyle was infected. He just wanted to dance.
Yeah. The old ladies. Where is this music coming from?
He reached now the fourth wall and handed a cassette tape, that's right, a cassette tape, to the sound guy.
What happened to the hat? Like we know that stuff that was transformed by the mask turns back into itself when it comes detached from the body. What else is that the mask created?
It falls through a hole in the fourth wall.
No shit. Yeah, but you did open fire on an unarmed civilian. From where? Where the fuck were you, lady? Never let go of the mask. It was the biggest piece of shit I've ever read. Never write me again. But if you want to get laid, you definitely need it.
There's no answer I wanted to hear.
No.
Hmm.
Just shoot her. And you trusted him?
Yeah. Funny how someone like him would do that.
Yeah. It's bizarre how the person in organized crime would lie. It'll imbue you the power of After Effects. Oh, wait, what? Why is there a storm forming?
Because the mask breaks the fourth wall, and it knows that the mask is about to put it on.
Storms aren't generated by the fourth wall.
No, but the mask used After Effects to create that storm.
It is the power of post-production.
Exactly.
Oh, God. It was a legitimate question. You don't have to be a dick about it.
Cheekbones.
Yeah.
Suddenly my desire to kill him is gone.
Yeah.
Boom.
The money already came in bags, but let's put it in different bags. Come, Milo, use your free running. Save me. There was way more money than just two garbage bags.
So they decided not to take it all. They're courteous.
They're idiots. Like, yeah, they're courteous. Like, let's leave some money for the guy we're about to have thrown in jail.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? The guys who just had me duct taped in the back of a car and threw me at you put that on me. Easy explanation. Boom. God, he's a fucking idiot. Doggy! Fuck that shit, bro! And thus he stayed there for 20 years.
Wow. Very professional, Copper. Very professional.
Yeah. I've heard the name Big Head. brings out your id. Uses the cartoon character, but whatever.
You're not a party favor?
No. She's a gift bag. We have to win the raffle. You literally blew my shoes off. Clearly. It totally was. Get it! Cock blocking motherfucker!
No, no, go back to the making out with me thing.
God damn it!
You were going to be my last kiss for, like, decades. Come on.
Yeah. It's like, come on, we can fit through the bars. Let's do this. I don't want to get raped in prison. Oh, God, what is wrong with this guy's hair? Like, what? Who thinks that looks good? Hey, girl, how you doing?
Why didn't she run back into the police station when she saw them?
Because she's an idiot. Did you not just hear the blood-curdling screams?
And what's he gonna do while you're gone? Chew through the bars?
Yeah. But that's a brilliant escape plan that revolves entirely around you not being there. Doggy!
It's not like he would have a phone either.
Yeah.
You know, call and be like, hey, apparently there's someone being attacked in the alley. Go check it out.
Doggy!
It almost sounds like Tetris or something.
Yeah. Wind died down real fast. You've seen the mask. You don't need help with the bank job. I just want a nice guy. Super doggy jump. It's a good yogi. I miss my dog.
okay.
Okay, I'll do it. It's like, he just has a slice of cheese out. That is a well-trained dog.
Yeah.
Good, Milo, get the keys. Danger. Explosives. Not what kind of explosives, just explosives.
Why bother putting danger on that box?
I mean, just the word explosives is enough.
Yeah.
Hell, that it implies that it was, like, mass produced or something like that.
Like... Keep an eye on the guy. Went for the stick. Do cops actually do that?
I don't know.
Gotta bring my dog. God, you're an idiot. Or as I should say, odd gay or yay and... Deity. That play?
Yeah, I don't know how you handle words that start with vowels.
Yeah. My pig Latin is a bit rough. But if you stuck pig Latin in elementary school. Woo! War orphans. Okay. Yeah, that's always something you want to say, impress girls. Like, you know what? I would murder somebody for you. No one notices the guns.
That guy made the gun really obvious, too.
Yeah. Okay, he pulled back his jacket so you could see it, shook it around a bit, then put his jacket back over it. I used my amazing powers to push doors off of hinges. Truly, I am evil.
Obviously, the mass powers are based on your imagination, kind of like a Green Lantern ring.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to say a little poem to make the powers. See, it's so optimistic.
Ew.
Wow, they are all terrible shots. Maybe if you know,
and so
aimed.
Remember henchmen's number 52 and 73.
Yeah. They shall be missed. 73 had 5 kids to feed. The gun had... there wasn't even a muzzle flare for like half those shots.
Wait, the brass casings are still on those bullets. That makes no sense.
Magic, motherfucker. Doggy. Is he loves bacon?
Ugly dress. Oh my god. Who would wear that?
Look at me. My shoulders are 5 times the size they're supposed to be.
You have magical powers. You do it.
Once again, he lacks imagination.
Yeah.
That was like an Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Worthy
quality
joke.
Yeah. A proper thug. Why not set it for, like, a minute or 30 seconds or something and just get the fuck out of there? He's made of crap. Good doggy. Okay, it's Milo, bitch. Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Then leave.
Yeah.
I fucking magical.
Have to wait for him.
Yeah.
You're not required for this kiss.
Yeah.
Every good damsel in distress knows how to wiggle out of duct tape.
Yeah. It's taught in film school. Milo! The true hero of the movie.
Yeah, no shit.
Yes, it is.
So, remember how short that sequence was that used up most of the bomb's time?
Yep. How is he spinning if he's holding onto both his legs?
Magic.
Goes for the Stooges.
Hey man, fighting like a coward is like one of the best tactics you can have.
Yeah. Demon dog! Demon dog! Love that fucking dog! And that did a total amount of nothing. Why isn't that pee acid or something?
He's not alien.
He's magic. He can pee acid.
He's a goofy dog. He's not going to pee acid at somebody.
He could pee, like, gasoline or something. He could pee nitroglycerin. I don't know. I'm with a jackpot. That's totally not green-screened. That we turned into a dog from Rocky Races. Aww. Now Malik gets the fuck out of there. Did you hear that? Just made the ptang noise. Wait, so there was that timer, but what was with that secondary counter underneath that's at 100?
Oh.
These guys cannot use guns.
They didn't even reload. They just dropped their clips. Sorry, yeah. Magazines.
Your mags had already been ejected. You didn't need to eject them again. It's great they still have giant hammers on them. You take the time to weave around everything instead of, you know, making a straight line. Oh god, I need some Tums.
You need something a lot stronger than Tums for that.
Pepto Bismol. Not your heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, exploded innards. Yay, Pepto Bismol. Did you really think a knife would do anything?
Probably not, but...
You know, there were still plenty of guns... There were still plenty of guns lying all over the floor. Motherfucker! Bitch, give me that gun. Ha ha ha. dumbass. Balls of steel. That dog did. Yeah, it's like, that dog's done more work than you've done this entire movie. That's either a very late or a very early breakfast.
Very early.
Looking at Doyle, probably early. He looks like the man who would have second breakfast. I'm the kind of man who could have second breakfast. I could go for second dinner right now, actually.
Me too.
Well, it's almost over. You'll have your chance. I was like, you are not fucking throwing that thing away, are you? I'll get it. I'll go fucking get it.
Now, if that other dude did wear the mask, how do you think it would turn out? Like,
probably just be him doing his standard routine over and over and over again.
Or he turned into a Japanese tentacle monster.
That is not the same layout of the bridge from of the water from the bridge that was before. It's also probably it's also a different bridge.
Quite possibly.
And that was the mask.
Time to see if this actually recorded. I certainly hope it did.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the mask. While I am a bigger fan of the comics, this is still a fucking fantastic movie.
And just so you know, the Audacity was recording the whole time. Although I've suddenly become quite a bit quieter. Oh well.
Huh. Okay. Well, yeah. So, thanks for joining us for the mask. I'm guessing the best film that we've done for Dark Horse Month so far?
Yeah, I enjoy Mystery Men, but The Mask definitely has a bit more appeal than it.
Yeah. Well, so next week we're going to be wrapping up Dark Horse Month with Hellboy. So that could be fun.
I've never seen that.
Yes,
well, you will.
I don't remember if I have.
It's got that big red guy with the gun. And the fish man.
You mean Santa Claus?
Santa carries guns.
Yeah. Santa's got a gun, bitch. He's Robo-Santa.
Yeah.
But yeah. So like I said, so we got next week, next Friday, we're going to be having the fucking thing. Yeah. Hellboy. Then, well, before that, we have the Anything Cast live. Every Sunday on 5 p.m. Eastern on allgames.com. Please be sure to join us at allgames.com/chat. Then we have comics on Wednesday, movies on Friday.
Comics Wednesday, movies Friday, yes.
Okay, we record these like a week in advance, so it's weird with the scheduling. But yeah. So, wait. We're going to have all of...
Okay, I've confused myself. Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's actually games and anime that week, I think.
No. This comes out. Yeah.
Yes.
This
comes out I'm confused. Whatever. It's something.
This coming out the 21st.
Whatever, people. You're going to get some podcasts and you're going to listen to them and you're going to like them.
Yes.
Deal with
but
it.
But you're not going to be reviewing them or commenting on them because you hate us. Even though we ask you to over and over and over and over and over again. But yeah. Until all that, though, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi Wan.
And I'm Ninja Kitty.
See you guys next time.